right, here we are back on the podcast. I'm with the man fresh off of his trip to Belize.
Yo.
Evan, he eats green berets for breakfast. Grover.
That's right.
It's happening.
I'm really hungry.
Now he's really hungry.
I'm really
hungry. We're back on the pod. It's a Saturday night. We got some adult beverages going down.
Why was I in Belize?
A trip to Belize.
Yeah.
That's a Breaking Bad reference.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Breaking Bad. Yeah, sorry. I'm lost.
Give him a trip to Belize.
Yeah, I gotta give him a trip to Belize.
He's never coming back.
And he says, I'll give you a trip to Belize.
So we're gonna do a top five. We're gonna do top five movies we're ashamed to admit we've never seen.
Hold on, Adam. What are we drinking tonight?
Well, we'll get to that. I wanted to say that I'm drinking something that I've never had before, and I'm ashamed to admit it.
It's good, isn't it?
The Leaning Kugel.
It's a K.
All right. We got, by the way, in the studio today, we got Paul. Say hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Say hi, Corey.
Yo.
They're going to try and not talk during this podcast, but I may reference them from time to time.
We can speak to them.
We can speak toward them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm having the summer shandy because all the October stuff came out this week, and I'm refusing to say goodbye to summer.
Too early. As delicious as it is.
Oh, my God. That is like a lemonade beer.
It's really good. May I have a sip?
You may.
I always have to have a sip.
So I'm having a beer I'm ashamed to say I never had, and that's one.
It almost tastes like Fruity Pebbles, I've heard.
Mm. It's a very fruity...
It's very lemony.
Yes. And you are enjoying a what?
I'm ashamed to admit that I'm not ashamed to admit that I have had this, that I'm drinking this right now.
Okay.
It's a beer that we found at one of our places in Salem. Mm-hmm. It's called Southern Tier Brewing Company. This beer is called Harvest Seasonal. Nice. They're already kicking out the October style beers, the fall beers. It's very, very good.
Excellent.
Let's take a sip real quick.
Let's swish around the palate for a little bit. Let's see what happens.
It's very good. A lot of good spices. Would you like a sip?
Yes. Does this say lager?
I don't know. It's an ale. It's a special ale. It's very good.
So. This was my idea. I wanted to do this one. I wanted to come clean, so to speak, and I want to say, yeah, I'm this big movie guy, and I haven't seen a lot of fucking classic movies.
Yeah. So get ready to hate us.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I was really excited for this one, and then I was making my list, and I was like, we should have done a different list. I'm doubting my own choices.
Was thinking we should have done a different list because we're not going to have a lot of things to say because we haven't seen these fucking movies.
Well, there was some movie news that we can go over and we can talk about the movies that we assigned ourselves. Let's do some now playing. Let's talk about what we watched this week. Mind if I kick the football, start it off here?
Sure.
I watched My Amityville.
Yes, this is the movie that I assigned you.
This was a 2013 documentary by a filmmaker named Eric Walter. And this was about Daniel Lutz, who was one of the three sons of the Lutzes who were in the Amityville house, the actual Amityville house. And so this was like a documentary about this guy.
Took place in like the 70s?
Yeah, well, the murders took place. Like there was a family murdered in the house. Then this family moved in and then they claimed that there was all this supernatural. There was like a haunting and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So they talked to this. They made a documentary about this dude, and he's pretty fucked up in the head.
He's very fucked up.
And it's very much... I like the way they structured this, because it's very much like a chicken and the egg. Like, was this guy screwed up in this family, like, kind of weird, and maybe they made this stuff up, or are they weird because of all this stuff that happened? It does cater to skeptics and believers. I, myself, am a skeptic, and I came out of this even more of a skeptic, because this guy is a fucking nutbag. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's
like
crazy.
He almost like there's two points in this movie. One is the final. I thought the final frame of this movie was beautiful.
It was great
because it's him threatening the filmmaker.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I was like,
it's like yelling at the filmmaker.
Yeah, and I was like, that's the best way to end this movie because this is what I'm trying to tell
you
guys.
They asked him to take a polygraph.
Yeah, he asked him if he'd be comfortable taking a polygraph, and he loses his mind. There's the other part where he loses his mind when he finds out that two of the cameramen are atheists.
Yeah. And they just don't believe in God.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Which is pretty acceptable in these days, I think.
Well, I mean, this was a good movie. I wouldn't say a great movie. I did enjoy it. It was very informative. I find the whole Amityville thing very interesting.
It is
mostly the murders, not so much the Lutz family, because I don't buy their story. It's just, it's a lot of inconsistencies in their story.
Obviously, there's no way to prove what went down
right
with the family.
But Yeah, but like this guy does not come off very good in this movie.
I thought the most interesting points were about how Daniel Lutz was into like black magic and he had all these kind of weird books in his
you mean
house.
George Lutz? The father.
The father. Yeah, yeah, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, George Lutz. He had like books on black magic and they claimed that he could like levitate shit. And it was just weird.
Yeah, it was just. But I recommend watching it. I mean, I think you'd get something out of it if you watched
and,
it. But
and another weird thing was like the family like went on tour to like tell their story, which is really fucking weird.
And like they claimed that like oh there was people trying to tell their story, so they might as well tell their. You know, it was right. Like, I don't know. It's a good movie. It's not the whole time
you're just kind of questioning like. What happened to this guy?
Yeah.
You know, obviously he's messed up.
It does get a little boring. Like, toward the end, it was just like, all right, let's wrap it up.
The best parts of the documentary is when they're interviewing Daniel Lutz.
Yes, because he's a very interesting, sort of crazy guy.
Yeah.
So I was glad I saw it. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to recommend this to people.
Yeah, I mean, it's on Netflix. I thought it was one of those documentaries that's worth watching on Netflix.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, not my favorite of the movies you've assigned me, but we'll get there.
It wasn't my favorite documentary.
You just wanted me to feed my brain?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I watched it. You assigned me a documentary last time.
Right.
I thought I'd return the favor.
Reciprocate.
Right.
All right. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Sorry. What would you rate this as?
It's a generous 3 out of 5.
Yeah. All right. I'll take that. I'll probably get the same.
Because 2 out of 5 is usually a bad movie. This isn't a bad movie. I thought the filmmaker did a lot with as little as he had. Yes, Paul?
Well, when you rate it, I mean, like, you don't have to necessarily... Whether or not you agreed or thought the subject was worthy, how did the filmmaker do?
He did good with what he had. I don't think he had enough.
Yeah, I mean, he shot it in the guy's garage.
Right.
And then with, like, clippings of
history. What I liked most about the filmmaker's vision for this movie is he doesn't try and push you one way or the other. He's not, like, Michael Moore like, you into the... Like, he's just telling you, like, this is what it is, and you decide.
They're not saying all this stuff is factual.
Right.
He's
not saying it's bullshit either.
Right.
He's just kind of letting you sit on it.
Nobody knows. Yeah. There's nobody to know.
So
the one interesting thing to note is that they kept saying that multiple times they said that no one has reported any kind of supernatural activity.
Yeah, there's been 5 different families that have lived in that house and no one's reported anything.
Anything after the Lutz.
Lutzes were so weird the ghosts just left.
Yeah, they were just done. So that was Amityville. I assigned you a movie.
Yep.
Took you out of your comfort zone a little bit.
I like movies like this. You assigned me Silver Linings Playbook.
Right. It's essentially like a rom-com for, I don't want to say smart people. It sounds condescending, but it's like a romantic comedy, but like done.
For people who don't like romantic comedies.
More or less.
Okay. I'll start off by telling you what points I liked about the movie, and then I'll end it with points that I did not like.
All right. Excellent.
So, it's a movie by David Russell. David O. Russell. David O. Russell.
Don't forget the O.
David O.
Or he will call you a cunt. You saw what he did to Lily Tomlin.
I did, right? That was funny. It's a movie by David O. Russell, starring Bradley Cooper and...
Jennifer Lawrence. Bobby De Niro,
who was very funny.
Yeah.
So, the movie starts with the main character. He's in a mental institution.
He's at home.
And they're showing how he's pretty much a mentally disturbed guy.
Yeah, he's got issues.
Yeah. The way this movie was shot was really good. It was just demonstrating how mentally disturbed Bradley Cooper is. And when the movie began, I thought it was going to be a different kind of movie. And then it ended up being like a kind of like a romantic
Yeah,
comedy.
It kind of swings at the end, and it gets a little like, it's not spoilerish, but there's like a dance sequence.
Exactly.
At the end that,
yeah.
Like,
so I thought,
but it's weaved into the plot very well.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny moments.
Bradley Cooper is a really good actor.
Yes.
Jennifer
Lawrence is better though.
Jennifer Lawrence is really hot, and she's better. She's a nice bum, and then they show her bum. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't show her bum, but
not bare.
No,
that would have been awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless...
It would have been Oscar-worthy.
It was good. Now I'll get into things that I didn't like. I thought this was going to be a movie about mental illness.
I did too when it yeah, basically like the first hour in, you think it's going to almost be like a character study.
Yeah, exactly.
About this guy and his problems, and it kind of swings.
Like, I thought there was going to be more bad stuff that happens to him.
Because
like,
it starts off kind of somewhat depressing.
Yeah, like I thought he was going to come home and like completely ruin the family.
Yeah,
and, like,
he's like interacting with his parents, and like it, you know, his problems are kind of getting in the way of everything.
And like people that know him are like scared of him, kind of.
Right.
Now,
is that the movie you would have wanted to see?
I thought that's the direction it was going in. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that people who... Sorry. I don't think that people who actually have this kind of mental disorder, it was like bipolar, would find it very... Would like it if it was shown in like a fun... Oh, it's funny. He's got he's got a bipolar.
He's
and I'm
wearing
sure...
trash bags.
I'm sure those people are thinking like, it's not funny. This is a horrible mental illness that I have. Other than that, it was good. It was funny. Shot very well.
Yeah.
Bobby De Niro was very funny in it.
You throw your mother on the floor?
Oh, you throw your mother on the floor? What the fuck you doing? And then, it was good. I'd give it a 3.5.
Wow.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
I would go 4 out of 5. One thing that I did notice about this movie, and we talked about this briefly the other day, De Niro needs to stop doing comedies and mm-hmm. action movies and just do... This is more of a dramedy.
Yeah.
But, like, if you could tell if the script's right, he's not just phoning it in. Like, he's still got some awesome acting chops.
Yeah.
He's really good in this. And then there's, like, those other shitty action movies he's in where it's just, like, him and, like, Jason Statham. Like, get on.
I don't know if I'm just, like, jaded or whatever, but, like, I'm getting sick of movies where everything's just, like, fine and dandy at the end.
Yeah.
Everything works out for all the characters at the end. I mean, maybe some people like that. I want to see something where maybe it doesn't really work out at the end.
All right.
But that's just my opinion.
Cool. All right. I saw a movie. I was a little late to the party, but I saw it nonetheless. It was one of the summer movies. It just took me a while to get around to seeing it. I wasn't really super excited to see this, which I think helped my enjoyment of the movie. It's a movie called Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, yes.
Set phases to fun, because wow, what a fun ride this was. No, it was
I liked it.
It was a good movie. I really did thoroughly enjoy it. I think one of the things that really help you enjoy it is that you don't get like an hour of exposition of them like introducing characters and like setting things up. You just dive right in, and it's a little bit more enjoyable than the first movie.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm sure a lot of people would argue that the first movie's better. I thought this one was better. I thought it was more enjoyable. Like, it's funny.
Better than the first one?
I do. I think it's better than the first one.
The first one's pretty good.
I'm a big Eric Bana fan, but his character, his villain sucked.
Yeah.
In that first movie. He didn't do anything. I liked Cumberbatch in this movie. Benedict Cumberbatch.
You can't find
a more British name than Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, you can't.
You want to add something, Paul?
This movie really caters to someone who's not a hardcore, like, not hardcore enough Star Trek fan that
right.
would be mad that they change stuff, but you know enough about Star Trek to be excited about the
that is me. That's me.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah,
too.
I'm not a hardcore
it was
Star
very
Trek
good
fan.
For someone in the midway.
Right, exactly. Like,
if you knew nothing, it's okay, but it's not as exciting. When
yeah,
you do
yeah.
The things they do.
And if you're a hardcore fan, they change. I'm not gonna give spoilers because you haven't even seen it yet, so I'm not even gonna spoil it for you. I want you to go in a little bit.
Yeah, I might watch it tonight.
A little bit blind. But yeah, it's a good movie. I was a little disappointed. They do go the disaster porn route at certain points, and I'm just so over that. It's just getting really old.
At least the heroes gave a shit about destroying the
yeah,
city.
Yeah, that's true.
Certain boys in blue.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. but yeah, I would recommend this movie. It's in my top 4 or 5 summer movies. This crop of summer movies, I think, has not been very good. This was one of the better ones.
Yeah, what did you like better, Elysium or Star Trek?
That's a really good question.
Because, I mean, both really big blockbuster sci-fi movies.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed Star Trek more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that right now.
Okay.
I thought it was a better movie. Yeah.
All right. I've been still plugging away at Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, you're on like what, season 5?
I'm on episode 3 of season 5 and it's fucking awesome.
I'm just finishing up Orange is the New Black. I have one more episode to go.
I'm becoming obsessed.
Like half of that.
It's excellent.
I'm definitely becoming obsessed with Sons of Anarchy.
So you didn't see any other movies this week? It was a slow week for me. I was on vacation, so I didn't get to watch a lot of stuff.
No, I rewatched Solomon Kane. That was about it.
It's How many times have you seen that movie?
Like 6. It's on Netflix, so I'm
Jesus Christ.
I just put it on when I'm like...
Is that good? I've never seen it.
I really liked it. I don't know what it is. It's just a good adventure movie. I can just turn it on and then, you know, fall asleep.
All right. I mean, so that's what we've been watching. Let's dive into our lists, and then we'll have plenty of time to fucking lose our minds over who's playing a fictional man dressed up as a bat, because that's super important in life.
Yeah, we all need to...
We really gotta... No.
We all need to shit our pants about it.
So, would you mind if I started?
Sure.
So we were talking before, when we were doing road movies, I said, I'm ashamed to admit that I've never seen Midnight Run, which is supposedly, from everyone I've heard, they rave about them. It's like a great, and it's a road movie and whatnot. So I was like, well, why don't we make a list of movies that, like, maybe we have a little bit of a blind spot to, you know, these movies kind of, they, you know, not for any reason. I don't want to not see these movies. It just never happened.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. I'm not going in order. But I have my 5, and I'll hit you with the first one. We're having a meeting. This is very distracting. I just want to point that out as when people are having a second conversation. All right, I'm gonna get back to it. I gotta get my mind trained back,
right back
into this
into
list.
It.
All right, my first movie. It's funny. It's a sequel. Seen the first one, hadn't seen the second one. Movie called Godfather Part 2. Never seen it.
I've never seen any of them, so...
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen the first one, and I love it. It's a great film. And I've heard that Godfather 2 ranks among, like, Aliens and Terminator 2, whereas maybe the sequel's better than the original.
Yeah, like...
And that's a very rare thing.
Right.
You know, like, usually the sequel never literally lives that... Well, Star Trek, I mean, that's a debate we could have on a different day. But, yeah, I've never seen The Godfather Part 2, and I know that's, like, a quintessential, like... That's a movie that, like, I don't know, you have to see. I'm going to remedy that, actually. Part of this list is I'm going to remedy seeing some of these movies.
Right. We'll call the list movies that we have to see that we haven't.
Yeah.
I've never seen the first one, and I didn't even put it on my list.
Probably.
I didn't put it on my list.
Really?
I probably should have.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to put it on your list, but I didn't.
Well, I've seen the first one.
Okay.
Never seen the second one. And I've heard the third one sucks. So, so that's my number 5. What do you got? Hit me.
I'm going to start begging. You're going to scoff at me.
Oh, I'm going to get mad. I want to get hot.
You're going to get hot.
I'm going to get hot.
I have never seen all the way through. I've seen, like, parts of it in scenes.
Hold on. Should I take a sip so I can do a spit take?
Yes.
All right.
I have never seen E.T.
Fucking seriously?
I've never seen E.T. the Extra
Holy
Terrestrial.
Shit.
See? I knew it. Yeah.
That's, like, one of my favorite movies of all
that's
time.
That's what this list is for. I've never seen E.T. before.
What?
I just never... Never seen it.
Oh.
I know what it's about. I've seen scenes. I might as well have seen it, but I just...
Oh, no.
I've never seen E.T. I'm
sorry. It's so magical.
I know.
It's so magical.
I'm sorry.
It really is.
Just not me. I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think we got to stop. Oh, I don't feel good.
Do you have to stop the show?
I don't feel good.
Are you going to go back and watch it now?
If I buy that on Blu-ray, will you watch it? Because I've been meaning to buy it on Blu-ray forever.
I'm not going
to
buy it.
You probably won't even like it, to be honest with you, because you have to see it. It's like The Goonies. If I saw The Goonies today for the first time, I'd be like, it's not that great. But it's because I saw it. Do you need to say something, Sage?
There's a significant difference between The Goonies and E.T.
I'm not comparing the two movies. I'm saying it's on this. It's sometimes like you have to see it at a certain time. And you're like, if I saw The Monster Squad today, I would be like, that was kind of dumb. But I saw it when I was like 9, and I was like, this movie's amazing, and I still like it today.
It's a movie that when you're a child, when you watch it, you know, it gives you a certain... It's kind of one of those movies, like, if I had children, I would show them that.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is E.T., it's one of those movies. It's like The Wizard of Oz or anything
you'd
watch. If you saw it now, not saying that they're bad movies, if you saw it now as an adult, it would have a much different feeling to it. I think nostalgia is a big part of it, but I would honestly suggest
you should probably watch it.
Just to check it out,
Because honestly, I want to hear what a grown man has to say.
Yeah, it's a good point. Hold on. Yeah, let me cut you off there. Actually, that's a good point. I would like to see what you get out of being a man in his late 20s would get out of a movie such as E.T. Wow, I can't believe that. But yeah. I'm not gonna judge. You have a blind spot to certain movies. What I've been doing lately.
You have to understand. I was born in 1986.
I understand. And I was born in 1981. That's fucking wheelhouse, E.T.
Mm-hmm.
Good call. All right. I'm not sure if you've seen this, but if you have, you're probably going to have a similar reaction that I just had. Movie came out in 1994, directed by Luc Besson. It's a Frenchman, Luc Besson. It's a movie called Leon the Professional.
Oh.
I have never seen The Professional.
Oh, it's a classic.
I know. Never
seen it. It's a
classic
movie. It's a good fucking movie. You gotta see it just for fucking Gary Oldman alone.
I know. I've heard like it's one of like the best villainous performances in any movie.
Yeah,
like he's amazing.
He's like the best like mobster style villain ever.
I have to see it, but
then you will instantly fall in love with Jean Reno.
Jean Reno.
Who's a great actor.
Ended up, was in Mission Impossible, was the first I ever saw him.
Who looks almost exactly like Davos from Game of Thrones.
Good call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't speak much on this movie other than it's a movie that I have to see.
It's a classic. It's great. It's a good...
Classic Hitman movie?
I would say it's a cult movie.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Luc Besson.
I would throw that in line with even like a Reservoir Dogs. It's like Reservoir Dogs,
wow.
I would say.
Wow, yeah. Reservoir Dogs.
Really good.
He's going there now.
Cool. Yeah, so
that's my number four. Like I said, no order, but you know.
Yeah. Never seen There Will Be Blood. Never seen it.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Good
I've
fucking
heard
movie.
I've heard it's a great fucking movie. I've seen the end. I've seen the part where he's like, I abandoned my son. Yeah, I've seen that part, but
yeah,
I've seen
I mean
end.
Daniel Day-Lewis, you can't deny. Any movie that he's in,
yeah.
Except for like My Left Foot, which I've never seen, which is not making this list.
My
fuck
left what?
My Left Foot.
I never heard of that
it's a movie, and it existed.
All right,
good call. No, that's a great movie. It's kind of a burn, but like some people become like obsessed with that movie. I wasn't one of those people. I watched it. I enjoyed it. P.T. Anderson. I'm a big fan of his movies. So that's a Paul Thomas, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
Not W. W. Anderson, that other guy that made like all those crappy Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That's a movie that you should probably watch. I think you'd get some enjoyment out of seeing that movie.
It looked boring to me. That's why I never. I'm sorry.
No, it's a burn, but it's a good. It's a character study.
Okay.
All right, my number three is a movie that came out in 1999. It's a movie that like I've literally like been planning to see. I own it. I own this movie.
Okay.
Never watched it. This came out in 1999, directed by Frank Darabont, one of my favorite directors.
Oh shit.
A movie called The Green Mile.
It's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, I've heard good stuff.
Really good movie.
I've heard a lot of really good things about The Green Mile, and I have never watched it, ever, in my life.
I mean, it's no Shawshank Redemption, but it's on par, I would say.
All right.
Good Tom Hanks in it.
Tom Wanks.
All right. The late Michael Clark Duncan.
I know.
It sucks. He's a good actor, yeah. I'll pull one out for him.
Seriously. So yeah, I've never watched The Green Mile. I've heard a lot of really good things.
It's a good movie.
So that's my number three. Well, yeah, whipping through this list.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, there's...
Because
you don't want to start, like, laying, you know, like, we can't discuss plot or anything. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So hit me with your number three.
You might yell at me for this.
Oh, boy.
I've never seen,
Let me take another sip.
Corey might yell at me about this. I've never seen, Spinal Tap.
Oh, funny movie.
Yeah. Never
good
seen
movie.
It.
It's a little overrated. And okay. I know people are gonna fucking... piss all over this podcast from you saying Spinal Tap is overrated, but it is, and it's overrated because people overrate it. I mean, people say, oh my god, it's the funniest movie ever. Yeah, it's funny. Right. There's a lot of good laughs. It's a lot of memorable lines.
I've seen tons of scenes from it, but I've just never seen all the way through.
It is what it is.
Personally, I think Spinal Tap's a movie that has it's a movie based on a bunch of gags,
right?
Like, it's funny, but it's like a bunch of gags, it's a bunch of lines. There's obviously not a bunch of a plot to it.
No.
And there are movies about bands that I like better, being Blues Brothers and Airheads.
All right, fair enough.
I take over those. So.
Wow, Airheads over Spinal Tap.
Because
send your hate mail.
I'll take it. It's, I think it's more relevant to our generation.
That yeah. Final no, Fight you're right. Really I agree. Yeah, that's a movie you should check out. I wouldn't run. It's not an Evan movie.
No.
It's really not.
I mean, I love metal. I'm a metal guy.
Yeah. But it came out at a weird time. It was more like a excess 70s rock and roll type thing. It's not...
Honestly, I think Rockstar is more of a music movie geared towards metal fans than Spinal Tap is. Hate Me Now Again, you can see your hate mail too.
Not a huge fan of Rockstar, but all right, cool. So that's your number three. My number two is weird because I know everything about this movie. Maybe this is why I've never seen it, I don't know. But, and it's weird because I just watched Star Trek Into Darkness, but, as a sci-fi fan, I have never seen Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I've never once watched that movie. I have seen multiple times Star Trek III: The Search for Spock. As a child, I'm pretty sure it was drilled in my head, well, he died and now they're searching for him. I don't have to see the second movie. It's right. Clearly not, you know, it's not important to me. Unfortunately, in the lore of Star Trek, that's like the big villain, the Khan villain, is like, that's the most, he's the most like revered, like, oh, he was the best of all the villains, yada, yada, yada. For my money, I'll take Christopher Lloyd as a fucking Klingon in the third movie. He was terrifying. Like, that. Just the Klingon speak, like,
yeah.
The shit's fucking scary. I mean, to a seven-year-old Adam.
I mean, we're not Trekkies.
We're not.
So,
I just thought that was a big staple sci-fi movie that I've just never watched. And everyone says that's the big, you know, that's the one to see. So, yeah, I've never seen Star Trek Wrath of Khan. You've never seen it.
No.
I probably never will. Corey's giving me the thumbs up on Wrath of Khan.
It's good.
I mean, I'd like to, I mean, it's just one of those things. I feel like it's never, like, on TV randomly.
It used to be, and that's when I saw it.
Yeah, I've never been. And like we said, I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, so. Yeah, it is what it is. So, give me your number two.
I was on the fence about my number two, so I'll just make this one a twofer. And you can pick which one is probably more the one I should have seen.
Okay.
Actually, I don't even know if you've seen both these movies. I've never seen L.A. Confidential, and I've never seen Schindler's List.
I've seen L.A. Confidential. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I have not seen Schindler's List, and I knew you hadn't seen it, and I didn't put it on my list because of that.
Right, yeah. So. I just didn't know. I had a hard time making this list, so.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I've never seen L.A. Confidential. I want to see it. I've heard it's really good.
It's a great ensemble cast. Guy Pearce, again.
Isn't Russell Crowe in it?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I love Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's a good flick. And I think you'd like it, specifically. Yeah. I think you would like it.
I want to see it.
It's a good crime drama.
That's a movie I think I would like to knock off my list.
Mm-hmm. And again, I can't comment on Schindler's List because I've never seen it.
Right.
All right, my number one. So you had a tie for number two? That's what it was?
Yeah, I still have a number one. But
my number one is a movie that's been remade twice. It's a classic movie from the 30s. It was remade in the 70s, and it was remade in the aughts, the 2000s. This came out in 1933, 1976, and 2005. I have not seen any of them. I'm talking about a movie called King Kong.
Huh.
Let that sink in. I have not seen any of the King Kong movies.
I don't think I've seen parts of the Peter Jackson one. But
I've never seen a minute. No. I've never seen a frame of that movie.
It's not.
I don't know why. It's just a blind spot for me. I was just like, oh, cool. You know, they remade King Kong.
I think if you should watch any of them, I think the Peter Jackson one's probably the most interesting.
I mean, I would like to see the 1933 King Kong. I just would just like to experience it. You know, I would like to check it out. I don't know if any of these movies are on Netflix. I should probably look into it.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was significant. Like, holy shit, I've never seen any King Kong movie. You're talking about a guy, I've seen most of the Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
Godzilla versus King Ghidorah. Godzilla and Godzuki, fucking.
I mean, if you want to go
Monster Zero, I've seen most of those.
If you want to go
terrible, but
you want to go like black and white horror. I've actually seen like the original Frankenstein, and I've seen the original.
So have I. Yeah, the
original Dracula.
Yeah, I made it a point.
Nosferatu,
I've seen all of those movies.
1932 something.
I was on a big horror movie kick, and I was like, well, if I want to be able to talk about, you know, classic horror, I should probably at least see, all the Bela Lugosi stuff.
I mean, we're pretty good horror fans.
Yeah,
here
yeah,
on the
yeah.
Podcast.
Come October, this podcast will be interesting.
Yeah, come around Halloween, we have to do a big horror movie.
Yeah, on the on the website, the Pop Junk website, I did the 31 Days of Halloween, and I reviewed a horror movie every day for 31 days, and I had to watch probably 10 or 11 movies that I had never seen.
Yeah.
So when it comes to horror, I'm pretty well versed in, you know, classics anyways.
So
that's my number one.
My number one isn't even that interesting. I've just never seen it, and I probably should see it. I've never seen Fargo.
That's a good movie.
I've seen parts
of
it.
That's a great movie.
I know two actors in it that I love. Peter Stormare and Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
I've seen their scenes, like, here and there, but I've never seen it all the way
through.
That's
a movie that, like, you're not doing it justice by seeing it piece by piece. Because it's not really like an action movie. It's kind of a dramedy. It's funny, but, like, it has, like, it's
like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's Coen Brothers.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it. I think you should sit down and watch
that's
Fargo.
That's a movie I have to see.
You might be walking out of here with a couple movies. I'm looking at Fargo right over your shoulder.
All right.
It's in my collection. I think you might be walking out of here with that tonight.
I got a few worthy mentions.
My worthy mention was going to be Schindler's List. I didn't make my list because, like, I don't know, it's such a weird... It's not a weird movie. It's just something that, like... I mean, I was young when it came out. It's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to, like, seek it out as, like, an 11-year-old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of, like, become, like, this thing.
Never seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I've seen that in pieces.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen Casablanca, which was supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
I've never seen Dr. Strangelove.
That's a movie that you should probably check out. That's a funny movie for, like, an old classic movie. There's a... I went on a kick of watching, trying to catch up on, like, all the old stuff. You know, it was a movie that you probably would enjoy. I was talking to Shakes about this online, because he was talking about road movies, and he was talking about Rat Race, which is a remake of a movie called It's a Mad, Mad World.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny fucking movie. That is a funny movie for its time.
I've heard of it.
Not even for its time, for today.
Yeah.
That is a good movie. I'm assuming you had never seen it. I think you should watch that.
Is that the movie with the insane car chases?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a really well
done
movie.
I've seen the crazy car chases.
Ah, it's such a good movie. It's funny. Like, funny for today.
Yeah.
You ever seen, Corey, have you ever seen It's a Mad, Mad World?
No.
It's...
No.
You'd enjoy it.
So, this has... in the midst of us doing this list, I have thought of what our next week's list should be.
All
right. I'd like to push back our...
we were going
to
do underrated actors.
Underrated actors. Let's. I think we should push that back. I'd like to do more research on that.
Okay.
I want to go for a bigger one.
All right.
Next week.
We're going big? We're going go big or go home?
Yeah. I think we're both ready for it. I think it needs to happen, and I think there's some of the movies on this list that you should probably watch. I think we should do Best Westerns.
Oh, I'm in. I am fucking all in on that idea.
Next week, we are doing Best Westerns.
I am going to have a busy week, because there's so many that I have not seen.
Yes.
That I'm going to have to really catch up. I'm not going to be able to see them all, but there's some staples... That I'm gonna
have
to
some favorites. I'm gonna have a hard. Okay,
you know what? Fuck. This is gonna be a tough list because there's a lot of not modern westerns, but ones that were made probably within the last 20 years that I love.
There's ones that are considered. There are westerns that are considered the best, and then there's ones that I love that I
say no names right now.
No, I'm not saying anything.
All right, cool. I'm in.
Next week, we're doing best westerns ever.
Let's do top five best westerns. Corey, you want to join us for that?
Oh, I think I have to. All
right.
I think I just got a bit dizzy, so.
Maybe we'll get a table mic, and we'll do a three-person discussion, because I'd like to see what you have to bring to the table on best westerns.
Yeah. I think next week will be a big episode.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
I think this list was just... We just needed a break, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wanted to cleanse my soul of... I feel bad that I've never seen some of these movies. Like, I've never seen The Godfather Part 2. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's like one of the greatest movies of all time, according to a lot of people. I've never fucking seen it.
No.
I've seen a lot of bullshit. I've seen a lot of crappy fucking movies in my day.
Yeah.
Multiple times. But I've never sat down and dedicated 3 hours to watching fucking Godfather 2.
Agreed.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I watched fucking Man of Steel over fucking Godfather Part 2. I should have went the fuck home halfway into that movie and came home and fucking purchased fucking Godfather 2 and then watched it But we did sneak into World War Z, and that was worth it.
World War Z was good.
World War Z was a very good movie.
Yeah.
I would say it was an above-average movie.
I think I'd like to see the rest of it.
Let's not talk about that. let's not bring that up. All right, so that's our list. Guess there's some news we can talk about. And the internet literally exploded Thursday night around 10:15 when the news broke that Batman, everyone's beloved superhero, was going to be played by none other than Argo fuck yourself fucking himself, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
I initially renounced Jesus and the world and said, fuck this, fuck movies, I'm fucking everything. I'm not doing it anymore.
You divorced your wife.
Yeah, I left. I went out and lived in the desert. I saw some shit. Fucking dropped some peyote. I had a good time. No, I was like, oh, fuck this. This is bullshit. And then I talked to Evan. We had a little powwow. And he kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit. And he was like, wait for a trailer, you know, let's see how this pans out. And I agreed with him, and overall it's like, here are the facts. I didn't like Man of Steel. I wasn't behind the idea of them going, well, let's just throw Batman in the second one and everyone will just throw money at the screen.
Not that this matters, but if you go and check Rotten Tomatoes right now, Man of Steel is not fresh.
It shouldn't be.
It's not fresh.
It's
at all.
Rotten.
Yeah.
As fuck.
It is rotten right
now. That's not a good movie.
No.
So, like, I wasn't on board with them throwing Batman in the movie just as a, you know, just as, you know, they saw money. They see Batman in a Superman movie, they see money. Whatever. I think it's lazy.
Yeah.
So then they're like, oh, Ben Affleck's playing him. And I have no problem with Ben Affleck. I don't think he's a terrible actor. I think he has that stigma of, like, oh, fuck Ben Affleck, Reindeer Games, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He's not a bad actor. He's a decent actor. He's got the stature to play Batman. Batman in some of the comics, he's a big hulking dude.
He needs to be imposing.
He's not sneaking up on anybody anytime soon. Let's put it that way.
Well,
Ben Affleck's no ninja. Christian Bale, no. You know, he's like Corey size, but like Jack.
I'd like to note that Ben Affleck will be the tallest Batman to ever put on the cowl.
Rivaling Val Kilmer. I think eclipsing Val Kilmer.
They were all, every Batman, I'm not counting Adam West. But I'm sorry, but every Batman except for Michael Keaton came in at 6 feet even.
Yeah. Why did I think Val Kilmer was so tall?
I don't know.
Maybe they shot him for like low angles.
He appears tall. I actually thought Christian Bale was a lot shorter.
No. Oh, what? He's what, 6 feet? He's probably my size.
He's 6 feet. Yeah. I thought he was 6'1", so yeah.
I thought he was like Ted's height.
Yeah,
I pictured him like Corey's size, like kind of kind of 5'10".
Yeah, probably.
Like Michael Keaton is 5'10".
Yeah.
But I didn't realize all that.
So I was like, oh, this is a stupid idea. And then I was like, well, let's just see how it turns out. And then there was like, and then everybody flipped out. Oh, this is terrible, this is terrible, this is terrible. And I was kind of like, let's just see how it turns out. And then there was like the second backlash of people going, oh, everybody said that Heath Ledger was going to be a bad Joker, and look how that turned out to be. Let me go on record as saying, Ben Affleck is not going to pull out an Oscar-worthy performance as Batman. Yeah. Let's just fucking say that right now. It's not going to happen.
Also, that argument doesn't work because he's already had a crack at being a superhero.
Right, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
It's not entirely his fault. It was a bad screenplay.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was not a good movie.
Which I think... I do believe that that is the downfall of a lot of actors when they're portrayed bad is that they take bad screenplays.
Yeah, they're trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
And they didn't write those lines.
Right.
You know, the director
tells you to do something, you do it. You don't get an asshole. You follow the director, and sometimes the actor pays for that. It is what it is. I just don't care that much. I'm not trying to be the cool guy, like, oh, I don't care that Ben Affleck's playing Batman. I just don't. I don't think it's going to be a good movie. I don't care who's going to fucking play Batman.
I'm going to also not try to be the cool guy, but like when people have asked me, who do you think would be a good Batman, except for, you know, after Bale, I did say a few times, like, I think Affleck has the look.
Yeah, he's got the square jaw.
He's got the build of what I think Batman should be. He has the jaw that would fit in the mask.
He's, like, old enough now to play, like, an older Batman.
Yeah, he's got the black hair, and I don't know. I mean, throw Ben Affleck into a Nolan Batman movie, and it might be good. I mean, I'm only saying...
You're basing it on the writing and the directing and all that. Yeah,
exactly. You know, give him some... some good lines and of
I think
dialogue.
I think the problem is you don't really... I've never seen a Ben Affleck movie and went like, oh, wow, he's a really good actor. I've seen a lot of Christian Bale movies where I was like, this guy's a fucking great actor.
Yeah.
That's the difference right now. But these are fucking popcorn movies, man. Like, you're not going to get... I mean, Christopher Nolan is on a fucking... He's on a planet of his own. Yeah. I'm a huge Christopher Nolan fan. I think he's almost underrated at times because, like, people saw Dark Knight Rises and everyone was like, ooh, it's kind of stupid. Like, fuck you. That guy's a fucking... He's a borderline genius. And I'm trying to curb my adjectives, but that guy's a fucking great director. Great storyteller.
I think we still got a few more great movies out of him.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm actually glad he's not on Batman movies anymore. I want to see what else this guy has in his quiver.
I mean,
before
Batman, he was the type of director that comes up with original fucking movies.
Memento.
Yep.
Fucking Inception.
Inception, yep.
Prestige. Those are all great movies.
Insomnia.
Insomnia was a fucking good movie, although it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
See, I just don't give a shit, I guess, was what I'm trying to say. Like, I wasn't excited about this movie anyways. I thought Zack Snyder swung and failed. Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
With his Superman movie. They're going to throw Batman in and hope for the best. And I said this the other day, too. The people that are bitching and complaining are the same people that are going to be throwing money at this movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know who doesn't give a shit that Batman is playing, that Ben Affleck's playing Batman is the average moviegoer. They don't care.
Yeah, no, they don't care.
It's fanboys who give a shit.
In fact, the average...
Fanboys will go see it.
In fact, the average moviegoer are the type of people who fucking love the town.
Right.
You know?
Well, no, just the average... Like, the same people who go see every Transporter movie. Everybody... The same people who go see The Fast and the Furious.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to talk down to those people. I'm just saying they're the average moviegoer. They go, oh, cool, action movie. Let's just go check it out.
It's a night out.
It's all it is to them. Yeah. And then the people who are getting super fired up about it, it's just like, who the hell cares?
I think, right. I mean, honestly, I'm willing to say two quick things about it.
Sure.
One, I think Ben Affleck's going to produce a really good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Whether or not a Batman, that doesn't matter.
Right.
A Bruce Wayne, just like Val Kilmer made a good Batman, terrible Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Number two, I think Ben Affleck's a very good supporting actor.
And that's what he is in this movie.
Exactly. It's a Superman movie with Batman in it. So I think if they play it right and they have Ben Affleck being a supporting role to Superman, I think thumbs up.
Well said, actually. I do agree with that.
I want to get into another it's on topic, but I just think it's so weird. We're in now the age where we're starting to get just this rehashes of heroes now.
Yeah.
Like, would you have thought 10 years ago that we would have been on Batman
number six, I think?
Yeah, exactly.
Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney, Bale, 5.
I mean, once we saw Bale, it was like, oh, okay, this is Batman now. Nobody else needs to be Batman anymore.
No.
But, I mean, I don't blame the guy. He doesn't want to be Batman for the rest of his life. You
know? I wouldn't. I would do 3 movies in Bale.
Exactly.
Bale. No pun intended.
No pun intended. But it's just weird. I mean, how many different renditions of Superman have we seen so far? You know, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like to see somebody take a real shot at the Punisher. Can we please see a good R-rated gritty Punisher? I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Never happen. Before we actually, I wanted to drop this on you because this came out today. It dropped on 4 or 5 reputable sources.
I haven't been on any sites today, I don't think.
Bryan Cranston's playing Lex Luthor. That's pretty much confirmed.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, now how do you feel about the movie? Because that's pretty great.
I mean...
Slash, is he going to be able to make... I was pumped when Kevin Spacey was playing Lex Luthor, but it was a bad script and a bad movie.
Yeah, and he wasn't good.
You know, I think Cranston's got the chops to go from, you know, mild-mannered to, you know, like, maniacal in the drop of a hat.
Let's not forget, though, he was the villain in Total Recall.
He certainly was.
Total Recall was not a good movie.
No, he didn't save that film.
No.
I mean, I'm excited because I'm a huge Bryan Cranston fan, but he's not going to turn Man of Steel / you know, World's Finest into fucking Breaking Bad. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I think that Bryan Cranston deserves roles like...
Better than...
Like No Country for Old Men type movies.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to see him as a disturbing...
Yeah, like him in a Coen Brothers movie. Coen Brothers movie.
Exactly.
Rather than a fucking Zack Snyder fucking jerk off fest.
Breaking Bad is like a Coen Brothers
movie. It's more methodical. It's more of a character study. It's more, you know, they don't waste a frame on that show. Exactly. They don't waste a fucking frame on that show.
Possibly the best show ever?
It's up there, yeah. No, honestly, it's in the top three for me.
I agree.
I mean, look at Zack Snyder. He took one of my favorite actors, Michael Shannon, and I thought he kind of dropped him a peg or two. He wasn't that great in Man of Steel. He was as good as he could have been for what was written for him.
I blame Goyer for that movie.
He's not a good writer.
He's a shitty writer. I think I've always stood behind Snyder. I always said that he's a very good
visual director.
I love, like, 300 is one of my favorite movies. I know there's a lot of people that don't like that movie, but I don't care. I love that movie.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them in the air. Fuck them in both ears.
But, yeah, I don't want to heap all the blame on Snyder.
Goyer's not a good writer.
He's just a
shit
writer.
I mean, Batman Begins is a good movie. It suffers from some bad writing.
Yeah.
Guess what? He didn't write The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises.
Exactly.
It was Nolan and his brother that wrote, that scripted that whole, both of those movies. Mm-hmm. They said, Goyer, you know, thanks for coming.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. And then he went on to write Superman, and it's not a good movie.
Oh. Goyer also wrote the
Bad Blade
movie. I was going to say, probably one of the worst superhero movies,
Blade 3,
in my opinion, ever made is Blade 2 and 3. Yeah. Blade 2 is okay.
Well, 2 was decent because it was Guillermo del Toro.
And Ron Perlman.
Yes. Ron Perlman.
I love Ron Perlman.
Yeah, I mean...
Any other news?
No, that was the big one. It was the Batfleck bullshit.
Any new trailers? I feel like this
week's... I haven't seen any trailers this week. I had a weird week. I was off. I was off a couple days from work.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching a lot of movies.
I don't think we've talked about this yet. Brad Pitt and... The name escapes me.
Hit me with a movie he's in? I don't know. Fucking, oh, you blew it.
Fucking, he's Magneto. He's young Magneto.
Oh, Fassbender.
Fassbender, thank you. Sorry. I have brain poops. My brain poops a lot. Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt are starring, I don't know if they're starring, but they're going to be in two movies coming out
next year. One was, I saw the trailer for, the name escapes me.
One of them is, the Slave movie.
Yeah.
With the guy from Serenity.
Yep.
Which looks amazing.
It looks awesome.
And then there's, is it American Hustle? Or is that, no.
That's Christian Bale
it's
and
the Cormac McCarthy movie that they're going to be in. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
We don't do our research on this podcast.
Well, this is just off the top of the dome.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are. But yeah, they are. I know for a fact they're in two movies together.
Is it The Road?
No. That's already happened. That was Vigo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Vigo.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
So that's happening.
Yeah. I mean, not a lot. They hate the internet. It's just infested with bullshit. The stupid Ben Affleck Batman crap.
I just couldn't believe the fucking outcry.
People are petitioning a movie that they haven't seen.
Right.
Just don't fucking see it.
You haven't even seen him in the suit yet. Yeah. Like, let's calm down for a second.
They were boycotting a movie that doesn't exist.
Right.
This movie hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened. You haven't seen him in the suit yet. Ben Affleck is coming off of some pretty great movies.
Yes.
He's been doing very good lately. Let's give him a chance. I'm going to say, internet... Let's give Ben Affleck a chance. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
And then...
Can we at least give him the chance for the fact that he looks kind of like a Bruce Wayne? He has the look down at least?
Or you could just kind of act like me, and if it's just like, well, I wasn't interested in this movie to begin with, and it's...
First world problems.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
First world problems.
I'd like to comment on a meme that I saw, which was, it's the... The scene from Dark Knight where Joker is saying the line.
Oh, yeah, everybody, yeah.
And he says, like, you know, bombs get dropped on Syria and nobody cares, but then Ben Affleck gets casted as Batman and everybody loses their minds. Yeah. I think everybody needs to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing that's ever happened.
It's like I tell my friends when, like, there's a sporting event, because I crisscross, I'm a huge sports fan and I'm also a huge, like, movie nerd, whatever. And it's like when your favorite sports team loses, I still got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I still got to get up and go to work tomorrow. My life goes on.
Life goes on.
Ben Affleck's playing Batman. Doesn't matter. I got to go to work tomorrow.
It's going
to
happen, and then in 4 more years, they'll make a new one. You'll
have
a new Batman.
They'll reboot
it. A whole different issue.
Yeah.
You'll forget about Affleck.
Yeah.
People need to calm the fuck down.
Speaking of Life Goes On, that was a bad show. No, I'm just kidding. Let's wrap it up. Let's call it a night. We talked about a lot of. I mean, I got a lot of fucking movies I got to watch this week.
Yeah. Should we assign? I didn't even pick a movie to assign.
Let's not assign. Let's, because I'm gonna have to. I mean, assign me a Western off the top of your head. I mean, if you could. You know what? We'll skip the assignments. Let's just watch some fucking Westerns this week. Yeah. I got to see about 4 or 5, and I only got 6 days.
There's some good ones on Netflix.
I know. There's a lot I got to watch. There's a lot I got to watch.
Have you sitting with a wild card? Maybe I can bring you guys some Westerns, maybe that you haven't seen before.
All right, so. If you got them in the collection, bring them in.
Off the top of your head, do you have anything that you would like to assign me?
No, not off the top. Not for a Western, because I don't know what you've seen or haven't seen. Not for this genre.
I've never seen The Magnificent Seven, and I plan on watching that.
Watch it.
Oh.
Yeah. I got some homework to do.
Oh,
yeah.
That could have been on your list of things that you've seen before.
I need to watch the rest of The Wild Bunch, which is supposed to be the greatest, one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Let's just say for a second, since we're doing this list, I think not only are Western movies probably one of the greatest points of American film, they're also very much dying out.
Yeah.
We are not getting any more Westerns anymore. But I think...
They probably don't make money.
No, they don't. I don't know...
Last one I can remember was... Was the remake of True Grit or 310 to Yuma.
I think the only demographic for Westerns are probably like really old dudes.
Our parents.
Maybe a remake of Lone Ranger.
That doesn't count.
I mean,
no.
I heard that was hot garbage.
Yeah, that was terrible. But...
So yeah, we got a lot of work ahead of us. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right,
let's call it a pod.
Next week, top five
Westerns.
Best Westerns.
How the West was fun.
Big episode next week.
How the West was fun. That's my headline. I'm going with that.
Really big episode. Never heard it before. Really big episode next week.
All right, I'm Adam.
I'm Evan.
That's the Pop Junk Movies. See you next week.
Bye. Let's kick some ass.
Gotta keep my cool, make them think I'm made of stone. It's a game of wills we're playing. Our nerves are made of steel, balanced on the edges of